Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. I'll begin reading in verse 5. The Bible says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The title of my message is simply the Great Commission. As we go into the new year, we need to remember why we are here. If we are saved, we have a commission or a job to complete. In order to effectively complete the Great Commission, we need to remember three things. The first thing we need to remember is that it was commanded by God. We saw this in Acts chapter 1, but turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The second thing that we need to remember about the Great Commission is that we have an adversary. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." The third thing we need to remember is that God will help us. Turn to Matthew 28. Verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." As we close out 2025, we need to remember that we are living in a dying world. We need to go out to this world and shine the light of Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."